Tower Road. Oda's going to want to see that restricted as development occurs in the area to kind of, again, free up that space from conflicts where we're getting closer to the interchange ramp. So specifically, that's this is again rough concept here was shown, but it would have to be developed. That's typically put in by development as it occurs, building up that type of network. All right, questions on the interchange plan itself.
How far down south are we going with this?
To the airport. Next, airport lane.
How far is that?
15 bluffs.
Mm-hmm. 15, yeah.
20, just
about a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's well,
it's closer to a mile.
It's about a mile, yeah. Because Love's southern driveway is about a quarter mile.
That's right.
Coonsie right past there. So going south of Love's, there's Coonsie, and then there's that, all the development going on there at the airport right about there. So we're showing what our projections are showing based on what we've assumed is that by the time you've reached south of the airport, enough traffic has gone off to the development in the area through Coonsie, through what's the Love Southern Driveway Road and the airport road, that you can get back to your two-lane section with probably turn lanes at any major development areas to the south. But
I was going to say, I usually have like 20 cars behind me.
Yeah.
In the morning.
So for these, is there any other options, or are we going to get stoplights? Because currently I'm... Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah, roundabouts or stoplights are included in there. We have the analysis in there for both options.
Morrow County's first stoplight.
Should be in an unincorporated area. That makes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Are the
I picked up what you were putting down, Gus.
Are the signals significantly more expensive than the roundabouts?
No. Not sure why. I don't have a slide that shows the cost difference between the two on this presentation. My apologies on that. I think in this case they're pretty comparable. You're
really.
Just curious, was there any, it's conjecture, timeline of phasing implementation, meaning estimates of time impact, traffic impact, during
time.
Implementation.
Oh, travel
so
time.
During, like, construction times, or construction time estimates.
No.
I realize that varies by builder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Good hard answer to that.
Is roundabouts really the most ideal way to go? Because if you look in Washington at roundabouts, you can't get through them when they're off the freeways.
They move a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They move a lot of traffic where otherwise you would have stopped for
a
long time.
Yeah. They're also the safety, you might have Teresa's online, she can give you, ODOT has this whole presentation on the merits of roundabouts, and it moves traffic, reduces emissions, and accidents.
Slower speeds.
And accidents are reduced, and when you do have an accident, it's more of a fender bender, not a fatality where you have a
T-bone.
Highway.
And you do have accidents, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Oh. There are for sure, yeah. It will take some.
We have accidents on 7:30 though.
But I'm just thinking. Depending on how much traffic is going through, as you say, it may be very difficult to get onto the roundabout, depending at the time of day.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for there's so many right turns in this one, it's kind of unique as opposed to a lot of other areas where you might have traffic coming from four directions.
Yes.
Especially on the northern end, to his point. That was the whole purpose behind the roundabout. The purpose of the roundabout on the northern end was you'll have anybody who's getting on the freeway is going to be going left. Well, anybody who's getting off the freeway is going to be turning right. They'll never intersect with each other.
Yeah.
They can be going at the same time.
Yeah.
Which ones? I'm sorry, say that again.
So, if you're looking at, I guess it would have been the other slide with the roundabout. So, to the north.
Yeah.
So, if you look at that one, anybody who's getting off of the freeway, they're going to be taking that what do you call it, a partial clover?
Partial
clover, and they'll be taking that, and they'll be hooking right. They probably won't even slow down.
Will they have to yield, or will the roundabout people have to yield?
There shouldn't be anybody coming.
It'll have a designated lane. It won't touch the roundabout.
The other lane,
so there's
going to
be two
lane,
lanes
yeah.
eventually there?
Yes. They would have to yield to anyone coming south. But assuming people are following the signage correctly, you shouldn't have many people coming around and going south. Unless you have development north. You'll have some.
Yeah.
But really, even if that area north develops, the amount of traffic it's going to add is not anything compared to the.
And I think even to the concern that. To the concern that he brought up with getting a low boy around the roundabout, that could even be solved by pushing the roundabout slightly further south and straightening out the line from the off-ramp to back to the on-ramp.
Yeah.
Like, to where it's almost a straight line where you could make it so that a low boy could just zip through, for lack of better phrase.
Yeah.
But I would say those roundabouts south would have to be tighter roundabouts, and I don't see any way of getting a mega load through those. The one up there at the interchange can be much bigger, like you were saying, where you could get around it, but the ones further south would have to be tighter roundabouts.
Well, unless you pushed the off-ramps themselves also to the south.
You're talking about the roundabouts on Tower Road itself?
Yeah.
But if you do signals, then
how long are the mega loads? What's the length of the trailers?
I mean,
260 foot.
How long?
260.
Those turbine blades?
No.
It would be turbines going that way.
Yeah,
generators.
Transformers.
I was saying that's got to be like a transformer if you're spreading it out that far.
Yeah. The longest load that has gone through Tower Road in the last 6 years is a transformer. I think it was 191 feet.
I think we just had one not very long ago.
That's in my other presentation for the Mobility Advisory Committee.
And there was actually, Caitlin and George were out there today, and was that it? They got stopped for a full hour.
Oh,
yeah.
Was this around
two transformers.
Around 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Were the transformers, were they moving them across the freeway?
They were moving them south.
Because some of those big ones, when I read the permits for them, they cross over the freeway and come up the ramp and go down. They don't go over the bridge because they can't make that turn today. Mm-hmm. So.
So they stopped traffic on the freeway?
Yeah, it was backed up all the way across the bridge.
Nick, you can see two of those interchanges like that up in Tri-Cities off I-82 and in Richland, where they come underneath and they go around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those work pretty well because we've got a free.
There's also very similar to this MRO one entering now.
Yeah. Marlo's got a good point on that one.
Yeah, so Marlo from ODOT has chimed in here. He says they can design a roundabout. That's RAB, is engineer cool shorthand for roundabout. to accommodate any mega load, usually with additional mantle curve. And with, you know, the other point we've talked about too is with the signals, you know, you then have a height restriction, right? Or you have to have movable signal poles in order to get an over height load through. So there's something for someone to dislike about everything, unfortunately.
So where are we? Do you wanna?
Yeah.
So we were.
Okay.
Coding. Now the really exciting part. Are you there yet?
Yeah. I think we're there.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
What makes you tick, right?
Good 20 minutes. We good for 20 minutes?
Are you good?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm just saying that's what's like.
I ate beforehand.
No.
you want to flip to the next slide, Tamara? My clicker has...
Oh, has it gone up? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So this part is a bit shorter unless you have a lot of questions. There'll be a couple things coming through. One will be amendments to the comprehensive plan itself. So the interchange area management plan does become, you know, an amendment to your transportation system plan, which is part of your comprehensive plan. So if we'll go through that process, provide some policy framework, and we'll also add a new overlay in that study area that will apply to future development in that area. which is implemented then through the zoning ordinance changes, which will add a new overlay zone. And what that will include is it will, one, better codify the actual access management plan we talked about in here, adopting requirements for when transportation impact analyses need to be done, and stipulating, their need to consider the interchange area management plan itself. It will also include items related to coordination between ODOT and the county, like when does ODOT need to be involved in reviewing a transportation impact study in this area, right? So Tower Road is not an ODOT facility, but by this it does make sure that ODOT is also at the table when we're considering development that would impact the interchange. And then it also has mechanisms for, all right, we're laying out a 20-year plan right now. 20 years ago, if we were doing this plan, we had a different idea for what was going to happen in this area, right? Development was going to occur, but it wasn't, data center industrial, it was space age industrial, right? It was a different vision. So things change. And so this also does include mechanisms for the county or ODOT to request reopening and re-looking at the IAMP and considering whether or not assumptions need to be updated or amended or changed. And that does happen sometimes. All right, next steps. We are planning to finalize the report, including those code amendments and implementing ordinances by a couple months from now. It will come back to you all as part of the adoption process to be an amendment to the comprehensive plan of the county. ODOT will also have to approve it as a refinement to the Oregon Highway Plan. And then from there, it's the easy part of finding money to start building things. And continuing to reach out to people, engaging with interested parties as development happens in the area. Try to make it.
Nick,
Tamara? Yeah.
In addition to the comp plan, we have to do a zone map amendment because
right.
We'll adopt
yeah.
an overlay zone and we'll also adopt a new zone for a zoning
yes.
ordinance.
Yep.
Yeah. But
I was
one
just
of the
thinking I was missing one thing.
Okay, I had to help with something, so, yeah.
Yeah.
The million-dollar-plus question for me. What are the normal funding, mechanisms? So we're identifying funding. What are the things that we would be looking for, I guess you guys would be looking for?
There's always the hope for, some federal or public, funding that can help out with this. Otherwise, we could be talking about, do you have a large development happening in the area that can contribute significantly to, building out one or more phases of this as it occurs? Is there...
Back 20 years ago when Dave and Jeff and I were on the Planning Commission, there was going to be a racetrack out there and they were going to pay for all of it, right? Pretty much all the off-ramps. And,
well, how did you guys miss that?
Well, they didn't have any money. but my point was the people that were doing the developing were going to pay for the off-ramp.
Yeah. And I think Tamara...
It didn't cost a bit.
It's a valid negotiation.
No, it didn't. No. And I think...
SDCs are something we can also implement, system development charges. We're not used to them in the rural area. They're very common in cities, much more common in larger urban areas, but it is a way to have a pot of money, if you will. So each development pays a per unit price for whatever commensurate impacts. Otherwise, we evaluate impacts on a case-by-case basis. This development has this much impact. This development has this much impact. And if they move over a certain threshold, level of service, C, D, E, these terms are probably sounding familiar because we've been talking about them in the last couple of years. They might be required to do more off-site impacts just to get their project permitted. But it has to be commensurate with whatever impact that development is creating. And
so
then there's
that's
also...
That's where the traffic analysis comes in.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And the upshot of the SDC is that you don't have to have one person, one development. built it out. Everyone's, even though everyone's kind of chipping in piece by piece until you have enough to.
It's also the way, Commissioner, you address impacts that aren't within that 1 mile of that intersection. But we did account, as we, the traffic engineer, did account for other background growth that is feeding into it. And I think that was a pretty good estimate. I don't know. The 30,000 in 10 years, is that
20
what it
years.
Was? 20 years.
I mean, that would be, yeah, I mean, very transformative what's out there. Yeah.
That's right. And then there are state funds, which that doesn't seem feasible, or other funding sources. But those are also very difficult. Just for additional context, we will be starting the transportation system plan update. We have our scope of work approved. It's been funded by ODOT. It's now in ODOT contract group in Salem. So those are other things that we'll be looking at, not just relative to the Tower Road interchange, but throughout the whole county. So planning is leaving the planning part, but we lean heavily on our transit and public works folks to be involved with that too. So one of the public advisory committee and the technical advisory committee had folks from all of the industries, the port, data centers,
3 Mile,
the feedlot, Beef Northwest. We even had BPA because they're a pretty significant
That's
landowner.
That's part of the cost too?
And the port.
This is going to relocate some of the BPA towers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Port of Morrill. Yeah. And all of those people were notified about the work session and will be notified when we go to adoption, which is April, mm-hmm. is our first planning commission hearing for that.
So look forward to it.
Yeah,
that starts tomorrow. That's exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Where did it go?
I actually didn't think about school buses. I'm really glad you shared that because that's. I don't think we heard school buses coming up in our advisory committee meetings.
Every morning, two of them, at least.
Yeah. And they go out to the housing.
Yeah, they go down into Coonsey. I go all the way down to where the security is at.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then you turn around there.
Kids.
Okay.
So that's why I was wondering how far south are we going, because there's tons of cars behind me. Yeah.
Well, and this is just looking at design of the intersection and standards within that 1 mile. But again, that background traffic of all that anticipated growth is part of that 20 or 30,000 trips. What else?
So when you come back, are you going to come back with more options, you know, build in the option of these 260-foot and how you might have to change the
that
roundabouts?
That type of level of detail will be handled during the design project itself. Yeah.
But the cost would increase, would it not, if you're changing the roundabout?
Depends. I mean, like I said, right now, today, such a large load actually can't make that left turn today either. It does a different approach.
But
and
that's
so
what we're trying to help happen, correct? I mean, with all this, is to make all of that flow.
I mean, even supporting your point, even with the, if their interchange allowed it from the other side, it couldn't go over the bridge. Those megaloads couldn't cross the bridge.
I think they're the concerns about potential roundabouts on Tower Road.
Got it.
Not necessarily on the interchange itself, but yeah.
And
so, yeah, it could very well be that through that process, you know, later on, is, say there's some development going on at Coonsey, and it's a condition of approval for that development, they need to either add a roundabout or a signal at Coonsey. And it could be determined through that process that either, you know, the roundabout is going to be difficult because of some need to accommodate certain loads, and the cost to do that is more expensive than a signal, or it could be that the signal, because of height restrictions, becomes a very expensive signal type, and that is actually not what you want either. So there's all of that would also could be, that's one of the reasons why we kept Tamarama Caitlin were very intentional about asking us to have both signals and roundabouts in there so that they were still in there as options, so there wasn't exclusive. And even with the IAMP itself, an alternative that involves signalizing these intersections will still be there in the appendices and able to be referenced and revisited if at a time the county or ODOT says, I want to revisit this too. That will be documented there. So.
And in the last part with the funding options, will your focus of research be on the interchange or also for Tower Road, or will it be both?
With the funding part?
When you're looking, because I think your final IAMP plan includes funding options, so that will include both
yes.
for the state facility and the county
yes.
facility.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Well, I had a comment that's off the subject, sort of, but that ground that is north of the railroad grounds between uh-huh. there and the rivers, this industrial, I've always wondered why that wasn't so residential. Just since everybody's in the room, throw that out.
It's a valid question. You'd be talking about some really valuable real estate.
There's beautiful land out there, and it's just like everybody's always scrambling for more houses in the area, so just. That's it.
Although I don't know if they'd love the trains.
I mean, there's still houses out there.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the romance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It rocks you to sleep.
Train.
Yeah. I lived by railroad tracks for years.
Well, so if people don't have more comments, we can break and folks can help themselves to... food across the hallway in the break room / kitchen. And I see Brian Walsh on the phone. Brian, you're just a little early. Nice
okay.
to see you. The Planning Commission meeting starts at 6:30.
All right. It's unusual for me to be early.
For you to
so
be early. Nice to see you.
Hour.
I'd give you a virtual
okay.
taco.
It didn't change it on the
okay.
on our website.
Thank
it
you.
Still said 6 p.m. I was going to mention that.
Yeah, what
happened?
Yeah.
On the website.
I just didn't
realize.
I
thought all of our
material
said.
Yeah.
It does say 6 p.m. on the website.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, we missed
okay.
John. So I have a question. What about that Biggs exit? Has anybody looked at that?
Yeah, he mentioned that's the, they looked at that as one of the designs.
I like it.
And that one's working pretty well with the height restrictions.
Sorry, what was that?
The Biggs Junction.
Biggs Junction?
Yeah.
I don't know if Marlo is on, if you want to talk to how Biggs Junction works right now. Biggs Junction works with height restrictions.
Let's see. Marlo's probably there.
The freeway, they would just do the same as what we're proposing here.
Could you say that again, Marlo? We couldn't quite hear you.
Yeah, at Biggs, they do an up and over, which is what?
It is signalized, yeah.
Marlo, the signals at Biggs, they can be, how do they handle over height loads? They're...
Oh, the signal, yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I imagine when they built that bridge, they built it taller, and I'm not sure. With the height, but I'm guessing from my memory that it's a bit forward.
Yeah, so
that's the other way. And one thing I was going to say is something that we can look at as a side project of raising the bridge, depending on the style of bridge,
geez.
Not out of this world expensive, especially if I'm not really talking about. We just installed a swim lane signal in Hamilton, actually, part of the bridge, just one we installed in Hamilton recently. And so that's another option. We can raise the signal waves again a couple of feet of clearance. Also, sometimes the loads are able to wiggle around those pipes as a sort of signal. I don't know if that gets you through space or not. In which case, you just rent a crane and pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the short of it all is that there's a lot of different like sub options for how we can handle oversized loads that will definitely need to be looked at as design. As the project actually goes through design that are, yeah, it's a little premature to lock in on exactly what right now.
Okay.
everything on ODOT system, that's part of our process to make sure we get the appropriate loads through, you know, whether that's a simple or not, but that's part of our job is to make sure that we do that. And we would help, you know, anyone on Tower Road with pumping.
It did make sense what we talked about for the whole lines moving that further north where they can go straight through and not really have to deal with the roundabout. Right? Yeah.
Thank you, Marla.
The restroom
there. Yes. Okay. Yep. You bet.
Wait, do you want my gavel?